tisendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mukela ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhla ka 4 zibandlela 2017 ngo Gibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, intatheli izindaba elodumo uNumzana Bill Society yaseko.
Civil society organizations must play an active role in the management of
inhlanganiso zikaZulu. Kufanele zidlale indima enkulu ekuncedisaneni lohulumende enhlelweni zokungena kwabantu elizweni ngokusemthethweni.
Inhlanganiso yeHeal Zimbabwe ithi sokuqhamuke ukuhlukuluzwa kukaZulu esigabeni seBikita West okuze kwenziwa khona okwenziwa ngamalunga eZANU PF ngaphambilini kokhetho lwe-by-election. Uhulumende weSouth Africa uthi uzathwalisa nzima abantu abavela eZimbabwe abangena kulelo lizwe okungekho emthethweni. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ziyakhala ngokubhubha kukaMnumzana Bill Saidi, intatheli zindaba elodumo. USaidi osebenze okweminyaka eminingi eZimbabwe lakwamanye amazwe ubhubhela mhla kwele Zambia. Intatheli zindaba zeZimbabwe zithi zitshe amade ngokubhubha kukaSaidi okade engumthombo wolwazi. Inhlanganiso yeHeal Zimbabwe ithi sokuqhamuke ukuhlukuluzwa kukaZulu esigabeni seBikita West okwenziwa ngamalunga eZANU PF ngaphambilini kokhetho lwe-by-election mhlaka 21 kulinyanga. Empikweni oyethule namhlanje, inhlanganiso le ithi abazancintisa kulolu khetho bemele amabandla aphikisayo abavunyelwa ukwenza imihlangano yabo bekhululekile. Iziphathamandla zeZANU PF zibikwa njalo zithenga amavoti ngokudla. Sixhume isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeHeal Zimbabwe, uMnumzana Rawlings Magede, osichasisela ngokwenzakalayo.
I-candidate for People's Taste had a campaign rally eBikita West. Kulabantu from ZANU PF uthi subject irally yangkhona. So mina ngangisithi nxa lokho kuyenzakalayo when you are supposed ukuba le-by-election, vele nxa sikhangelana le ndaba ze-peace ahead of a by-election, lokho already, it already points ukuthi i-by-election langkhona. Sekule mbuzo, abantu bayabuza ukuthi nxa lokhu kuyenzakalayo in an environment where you are supposed ukuba le-peace election, vele it compromises even the outcome yangkhona.
Ngezinye indlela uthi abancintisayo abamabandla aphikisayo kabavunyelwa ukwenza imihlangano yabo bekhululekile.
Yebo. Yeah, I think it came from Ward 22, 29 December. Kwa kule campaign rally for Zimbabwe People's Taste. Ukuda kwa Chikopo. Wayenze rally eGangarawo Business Center. And then during the rally, kwayenzakala ama disruptions from amaZANU PF. So at the end of the day, uGopo cancelled, was forced to cancel irally yangkhona. So ngangisithi nxa lokhu kuyenzakalayo in an environment where ama elections kumele abe free and fair, abantu baqalisa ukubuza umbuzo ukuthi but by election on the 25th, is it going to be free and fair? I'm not saying is it going to be free and fair na amanye ama candidate avumelwa ukukampaign.
Likhuluma njalo ngokuthi bakhona abantu abancitshwa ukudla, kulokudla okunikwa abantu abanye bayakuncitshwa. Ungasichazisela khonapho?
Lama case I think more than 5 where abantu banitshwa ukudla. In most cases abantu laba they've been unikwa ukudla because they support ama opposition parties and opposition parties namanye ama opposition candidates besides ZANU PF. So ungakuthi probably vote buying or what, but lokhu kuyenzakala eBikita West.
UMnumzana Rawlings Magede, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeHeal Zimbabwe, ubexoxa ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. We'll be right back. izakamizi zezansi emandebeleni zithi zihlalisekile ngokusebenzisa iRand ipula ledola leMelika ngoba iningi labo liphila ngomnotho waseSouth Africa. Zithi imali yohlobo lwamabond notes luyasebenza kodwa kayeneli ngakho ke izikhuthaza ibhanga elikhulu lelizwe iReserve Bank of Zimbabwe ukuba lengeze isilinganiso samabond notes emaphandleni. Unompumelelo Moyo usipha loludaba ngokugcweleyo.
Tap Moyo, Tap Moyo text. Abezansi emandebeleni bathi bona vele inengi yenzalo yayo isebenzela eSouth Africa leBotswana ngakho sebephila ngaleyo mali kukho konke abakwenzayo. Ibond note ingabasebenzeli ngoba isilela uma beyiqathanisa leRand lePula. Unkosikazi Rebecca Ncube isisebenzi kwelinye ivinkili uthi basebenzisa iRand kakhulu kule bond note abantu bebengalifuni kodwa sebelithatha.
Ngamaranda lamadola kodwa amadola amalutshwane iRand ayileliyandileyo. Ikuthi abantu bangapha bave abaningi basetshenzelwa ngabantu abavele eGoli so bagcwele lamaranda kulamadola. Iye like lafika bese likhona kodwa lincane kakhulu. Abantu bebengani balokungani balirejecta bengani abafuna ukuli-accepta but hayi everything is going well sebelivumile labo baku-accepta.
Usomabhizimusi umnumzana Nqabeni Bebe uthi yena evinkilini yakhe kakabi lohlupho lokusebenzisa ibond njalo intengo yempahla ingamarand.
Hayi bali-accepta kuhla baliyali. Abantu siyabatshintsha ngalo lokuthenga bayathenga ngalo. Hayi alikabi le problem. Indawo yalapha iningi labantu basebenza eGoli so imali yalapha iningi ngamarands yikho ama-prices ethu engamarands imali yamadola zibanilutshwane.
Ethi idola libe khona kuzonezi insuku kulohlelo lwe-World Vision lokunikeza abantu imali.
Ibe ningi ngaze nezinsuku ngenxa ye-World Vision. I-World Vision beholisa izakhamizi labodabane i-drought relief ibaholisa ngama-dollars. So of late sibe lama-dollars amaningi njani yikho sibe khona nama.
Esinye njalo isakhamuzi umnumzana Mayibongwe Dube uthi ibond nothi lihle ngoba lisalingana ledola leMelika.
Ama-bond note sizathini ngoba kungumumo welizwe. Singakubongela ukuthi kungaphindi kuyehle kube sokurethwa. Kuhle ngoba kusalingana ledola.
Hayi li-right i-bond note ngoba hayi likhanya lilomnotho liyafanana nedola.
Umnumzana Liston Ndlovu yena uthi kangaliboni i-bond note njalo kazi ukuba yimali enjani.
Hayi mina i-bond note ngiyalizwa ngaliboni. Vele nokuthi ikhale njani angikwazi ukuthi ikhale njani. Nakhona ukuthi khona i-bond note kuthiwe i-bond note ngizwa besitsho bethi khona ayisiyo mali mali bakubiza bethi khona babiza bethi ngama-burial check maye kuza kufa futhi siyakubekanga. Mina ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi siyakubeka ngapi khona lokho ngama-bond note. Kube basenzela imali ezabe yimali for life kumbe za kufa kusasa nama-bond note analawa afele ezikhwameni zamvula.
Umnumzana Mehluli Moyo uthi kathokozi ngendlela ibhanga elipha ngayo imali njalo lama-bond note kawazwisisi.
Thina indaba yama-bond note le ndaba zasebhenki zokuthi imali yakho sokungathi uyayicela wena uyisebenzele asikuthandi khona lokho. Thanda ukuthi makuwukuthi usebenzele $300 uthole imali yakho iphelele hayi ngama-50-50-50.
U-Big Boy Moyo osakhulayo walumango uthe baduze le-South Africa ngakho abalankinga nye-bond note malingachiyani isisindo ledola.
Hala ma-bond note siyayizwa ikuthi nje kubuye nje kuhle kuqale khona le koHarare koBulawayo. Thina ngapha nje okuyimathebheleland seduze le-South Africa siyazilobe sibuke ama-rand kodwa siyazibonti lako akulingani konke note ku-bond note kuye lingane ledola le-rand singarethi lapho esiretha khona.
Iningi labantu libike ukuba ibond kabasoke baligcine balidlulisela phambili ukuyabhadala indleko zekhansili ezibhedlela lasemabhasini ngoba abafuni kubhekana lodubo olufana lemali ezabolela emabhekini bethi baqakathekisa iRand lePula ngoba umnotho walo ulohlonzi njalo asiso siphamaso njengebond note abangaziyo ukuthi liya kumanini ukusebenza. intengo eziningi ezansi emandebeleni zingamarandi lamapula ngoba bethi inzalo yabo eningi isebenza khona njalo nini lanini baphila ngerand. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngisekezi ngingunompumelelo moyo.
Ngakhohlwa uhlelo lweStudio 7 Live Talk ngapast 8 ntambama kusiya ku 9 ntambama kumakakasi awe 909 AM lawe shortwave 4930-6065 la ku 15460 kHz. Ku Live Talk lamhlanje uhlelo Diaspora Forum siphatha ngabe Zimbabwe abayadinga umsebenzi eSouth Africa bengela maphepha okusebenza emthethweni. Thumelani text message kunombolo ethi 0018 202 465 0318. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe. Singangeni esigabeni esilandelayo, what is khangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Umongameli Barack Obama weMelika usedalele ePhalamende leCongress eCapitol Hill uyazama ukukhulumisana lamalunga edalele ePhalamende awebandla lakhe lamaDemocrats ukuthi bavikele umthetho awethulayo wezempilakahle ogcine unikwa igama lokuthi yi-Obamacare. Useza kuba ngumsekeli kamongameli uMnumzana Mike Pence laye usedale ekhulumisana lamalunga ebandla lakhe lama-Republicans ukuthi bangawubhidlizi bangawubhidliza njani lomthetho we-Obamacare. Kulabalindi abane abasebenzela inhlanganiso yomanyana womazwe womhlaba abalimele kakubi lamhlanje ekudubukeni kwebhomba ebelithiwe emodeni duzane lenkamba ye-United Nations esikhondlweni seSomalia. Kube njalo lo mbiko wokuthi uJanet Jackson nomhlabela okwamagama uselo mntwana. Sonke isikhathi nxa kuqala umnyaka omutsha abantu abaningi bathanda ukuthi baziphathe kahle ukwenzela ukuthi umzimba uzace ngemfanelo. Kodwa ngokuhamba kwesikhathi lokho kuyaqhubeka kuyaguquka ngoba kunzima kakhulu ukuphila impilo efuna ukuthi umuntu ahlale egijima njalo adle ukudla okulungileyo. Konke lokhu kuphela kufuna imali. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu ake sizwe uMnumzana Lucky Sithole ongumdlali we-rugby exoxa lo Mike Wobe we-Studio 7.
Isimo esiyizwe kathesi elizweni kanti ukudla ukudla oku-organic kuyabiza esikhwameni so kungaba nzima epulazini. Amanye amajimu ukuthi abantu behambe kuyo anganyathise so kufika ngokuthi ungaphi kwakhona but ma ungapha like i-Harare amaphezu akhona nganapho intengiso yakhona zinganisiphezu.
Awungitshele-ke zikhona indawo na lapho abantu bangathola ukudla okulungile okungabizi imali eningi?
Mbona kuyabe sekumede ukuthi siqala ukudla ukuze kwakudliwa ngakadala kungani kungaba ngcono kulokhu nje ma uthi uqhubeka usidla ukudla nalokho okudla kaphesa ubona ukuthi amaphoshin akho awayenzele makhulu kakhulu uyawanciphisa nje kancane kwenze ukuthi kongona ukudla lokho kungahlali emzimbeni ukuthi ma ukuthi sidlani siyabe sibe namandla ngoba la mandla sesiwachisa amandla lawa futhi ukuthi kungakungabi namafutha.
Ulaso isiluleko na sokunikeza abantu abadla ukudla okubi ngoba abalayo imali yokuthenga ukudla okulungile or lokhu ya oku-organic kodwa basakhala bethi bafuna ukuthi bazaci kancane.
So like ikhomba ukusho ukuthi kuyakumele banciphise kancane ukudla abakudlayo lazima ukuthi awula mali yokuthi ungene ejimini usingakhona ukuthi uvuke ekuseni ugijime kumbe ma uqede emsebenzini ukwangela ukugijima.
Besides ukuya ejimini yiziphi iy'ndlela zokuzaca umzimba okungabizi imali eningi ezingatholakala eZimbabwe njalo yiziphi izidingo ezizofunakala?
Hayi, ezibizi imali ephansi ngibona ikugijima then ma ukuthi umuntu ongubaba singadlala la kwishayo isibhola namawikini.
Abomama-ke
kungakusiza lo. Abomama la mbona bengaya umama kathi esibangani balani angazi nje badlala yini ebhola kumbe kuyini but okungabasiza ukugijima nje mama mbona kuqhubeka kungcono.
Lapha sizwe uMnumzana Lucky Sithole ongumdlali we-rugby exoxa lo Mike Wobe we-Studio 7. Ngesikhathi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenza kwele South Africa sezibuyela emsebenzini ngemva kwekhefu lekhisimusi lokuphela komnyaka, iziphathamandla kwele South Africa zixwayisa labo abangena elizweni lelo bengelancwadi ezisemthethweni ukuthi bazathola imbila zithutha. UBenedict Nhlapu usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Amapolisa omgwaqo kwele South Africa selengelankani ngemva kokuba umtshova uvela eZimbabwe okhangelele ukuthwala abantu abalitshumi lanhlanu 15 utholakele uthwele abangamatshumi amathathu lanye 31 phose ingxenye yabo 14 kungabaselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Abalitshumi lane laba bahle babizelwa abogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya ukuze babuyiselwe emuva kwathi umtshayeli wekhombi wayavalelwa esitokisini. Lokhu sekwenze iziphathamandla zethula isixwayiso esikhulu sokuthi abazazama ungena elizweni bengela mvumo bazawukhomba olotshwala. Isikhulumeli sogatsha lwezokuthutha eLimpopo umnumzana Joshua Khwapa usekubeke kwacaca ukuthi kabasonke bagoqe izandla kusephulwa imithetho yemigwaqo lokungena elizweni. Ngaphambilini umphathintambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Malusi Gigaba laye ubekubeke kwacaca ukuthi ngeke kuvunyelwe ukuthi abantu bangene elizweni bengaziwa ukuthi ngobani kumbe ukuthi bafunani. Yena ke ufuna inhlanganiso zikaZulu lengatsha zonke zikahulumende zisebenze ndawonye ekwenqabeleni ukungena kwabantu elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni.
Civil society organizations must play an active role in the management of
inhlanganiso zikaZulu kufanele zidlale indima enkulu ekuncedisaneni lohulumende enhlelweni zokungena kwabantu elizweni ngokusemthethweni. Ingatsha zonke zikahulumende lazo kufanele zisebenze ndawonye ekulawuleni ukungena kwabantu elizweni.
Umgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Ngqabuto Mabhena laye ngomunye wasebephinde baphinda ukuxwayisa izalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi zithole amapassport okungena kuleli njengoba esetholakala lula eZimbabwe. Kodwa umnumzana Mabhena uthi kukhona okunye okufanele kukhangelwe nguhulumende wakwele South Africa edabeni lokungena kwezalwane zeZimbabwe elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni.
Kulabantu esifisa ukuthi nga isadak kuba le visa, isadak workers visa, ukwenzela ukuthi labo abangatholanga lokho esidinga ama special permit ngolwasemzini labo bebe accommodated.
Umnumzana Mabhena uthi lobanje ukwehluleka komthetho kungasosizathu sokuthi abantu bengene elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Umthetho ungena kwabafuna ukuzosebenza kule South Africa ugcina usenza ezinye inhlobo zezisebenzi zizithole seziphakathi kwetshe lembokodo.
Ngoba sahlaziya i-new immigration law eya adoptwa ngo-2014 ikhuluma kakhulu ngama-critical skills ama-scientists. Siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abaningi lawo ma-skills kabalawo, kodwa uzathola ukuthi umuntu ongu-teacher uyafundisa ule quota permit, iphe i-quota permit yasisuswa ke ngo-2014.
Kusanda ukuvuka omkhulu umsindo kwele South Africa ngemva kokuba umeya weJohannesburg umnumzana Herman Mashaba ethe izizalwane zakwamanye amazwe esedolobheni leJohannesburg ngokungekho emthethweni yizigangi okufanele zibanjwe zibuyiselwe kubo. Le yinto ephikiswa kakhulu umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-African Diaspora Forum umnumzana Mark Bafo, yena othi umthwalo wokungena kwabantu elizweni weyeme kunhlangothi zonke ezithintekayo njalo kulunganga ukwenza sengathi abakwamanye amazwe yizigangi.
It is the duty of a government to control porous.
Kungumsebenzi kahulumende ukulawula ukungena kwabantu emngceleni. Kungumlando njalo wabakwamanye amazwe ukuthi badinge imvumo yokuhlala elizweni ngokusemthethweni. Kungumlando njalo kahulumende wokwenza kube lula ukuthi abakwamanye amazwe babe selizweni ngokusemthethweni.
Iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe ebezisekhaya ngaleli khefu ziphakathi kokuphindela emsebenzini kwele South Africa njengoba amafektali lamankampani phose onke ekhangelelwe ukuvula ngeviki ezayo. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Lamhla kwezemidlalo intatheli izindaba yethu Joseph Njanji usedulela ingxoxo ayenze lomdlali we-freestyle football uPeter Mpofu owaziwa kakhulu ngegama elithi Palolo.
UPeter Mpofu kumbe uPalolo waziwa kakhulu edolobheni lakobulawayo njengengcitshi ye-freestyle football kumbe i-ball juggling. umpofu wenza izimanga ngebhola lokukhahlela ngoba engaqala ukulichayelisa emoyeni kuyabe kungani ulibophe ngentambo ukuze lingawi lapho elichaya ngezitho ezijiniyo zomzimba wakhe. Engathanda uyalingqikila ngekhanda aze aliqabuje ibhola lingazange liwele phansi. Lokhu akusiwa amasalamusi kodwa kungoba umfoka Mpofu esele minyaka eminingi waqala ukwenza i-freestyle football.
Mina ibizo lami nguPeter Mpofu. Mina ngenza i-freestyling, soccer freestyling. Mina ngayiqalisa ngine 12 years. Ngasuyenza amaskiza. Ngangidlala kuma-Celtics. Alimala, ngaqalisa ukwenza amaskiza.
Kwamanye amazwe abalisayo eSouth Africa kuyaqhutshwa imincintiswano ye-freestyle football kodwa kweleZimbabwe uMpofu nguyeyedwa oziphilisa ngokwenza lo mdlalo esedolobheni lakoBulawayo. Kuthi esigodlweni iHarare kunoDesire Mbitso ongumfowabo wabadlali abake badla ubhedu bedlalela amaqembu atshiyeneyo ababalisa uJohn Ufarai kanye loDavis Mbitso. UMpofu uthi iphupho lakhe ngelokuyancintisa kwamanye amazwe nxa engathola abangamxhasa.
So mina into engifisayo ukuthi nami ngiyefika ngiyekhompyutha nabanye abantu abakwenzayo kule competition vele yangikhona e-freestyling kule World Cup yangikhona e-freestyling even uma Olympics ikhona. So I need ama-sponsors abantu abangangikhanyela lami ukuthi ngiyekhona ngani lami yelimila yeZimbabwe yilizwe lami.
UMpofu leminyaka engamachumi amabili lathoba munomunye yokuzalwa njalo uthi umdlali oyisizalwane selizwe leBrazil uRonaldinho nguye umdlali owamenza waqala ukwenza iball juggling. I-freestyle football iyo aziphilisa ngayo loba nje ekhala ngokuba imali ayitholayo incane okuyikho okumenza abe lentshukuntshu okuyancintisa kwamanye amazwe lapho umdlalo lo uqakathekiswa khona. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kwezokuzilibazisa lamhla sixoxa ngomdlalo kaloyiko okhangelane lokwehlela izalwane zeZimbabwe ezahlaselwa ngesikhathi sombhuqazo weGugurahundi. Umqondisi womdlalo lo uSiza Nkosi uthi sebezama ukuthi bacele uhulumende weSouth Africa ukuthi avumele ukuthi abantu bemathebeleleni leMidlands bangene kwele South Africa bengelamaphejana belamaphepha e-special permit. Uqoka ngalolu daba lathi lapha e-Studio 7.
Ukwenza show ukuba wonke ama-platforms la e-South Africa abantu bayazi about i-Gugurahundi genocide and bayazi ngendlela abantu bakwaMthwakazi or sithi amaNdebele aphathwe ngakhona ezini. Also, into esifuna ukuyenza is that we want to ask for special permits for special abantu bakwaMthwakazi or abantu bakwaBulawayo because we know ukuba they are marginalized eZimbabwe. They are given second class citizenship.
Kuna ukuthi lidinga amaphepha lawa ubona zani kungahamba njani?
Okay, into esizamayo ukuba si tete nabaphathi abakhulu abakwendaba zabantu which is Home Affairs ukuze abantu abasuka koBulawayo okanye abasuka koMthwakazi eMathebeleland bakwazi ukuba mabefika la eSouth Africa bathole ke amaphepha azobavumela ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi basebenze, bakwazi ukuba benze izinto nabo ezizobenza ukuba njengabantu bazibone benesidima because siyazi ukuba abahloniphekile mabe kwa Bulawayo o mabe besemathebeleland ngendlela abaphathwa ngayo.
Singathi kodwa lina selikhulume yini lo hulumende lavumelana ngakhona kokumbe?
Siye sabhala incwadi sibhalela ke uMalusi Gigaba ongumphathi weHome Affairs ngalolu daba. Njalo silungiselele ukuba sizoba nemarch esizoba nayo bekumele ngabe sibe nayo ke sibe nayo last kulonyaka ophelile but uyazi ukuba la eSouth Africa kuye kwaba nama-fees must fall protest lapho abantu bebebhikisha kakhulu. So thina next kulonyaka oqalile into esizoyenza ke sizoba ne-march sisiyaqala ku-Home Affairs sisiyokhulumisana nabo ngale ndaba yale ncwadi esasiyibhalile esasicela uba abantu bakwaMthwakazi banikezwe amaphepha akhethekileyo kunabantu bonke baseZimbabwe jikelele. Then so lonyaka ke sizoya ke siyokhulumisana nabo ngalokho.
Libona zani uyaphumelela yini? Kuzaphumelela kumbe kuyahamba njani ngombono wakho?
Ngokubona kwethu kumele ngabe kuyaphumelela because iSouth Africa ke ilizwe ke elinikezayo abantu bokuphephela ke incwadi esemthethweni. Kodwa ke into esiyaziyo kuba abantu abaningi abasuka ngale basuka sebebaleka bengenampepha and kufike kube nzima ukuba bazithole lapha. But ke ngendlela ke uhulumeni walapha eSouth Africa owenza ngakhona, sinethemba elikhulu ukuba abantu bangawathola la maphepha.
Lo ngumnumzana Siza Nkosi, umqondisi womdlalo wokuzilibazisa okaloyiko obekhuluma le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg khona ngale kwele South Africa. Ye, kwamanje ke silo mculo okaBob Marley lapha-ke silitshayela sikhona ngapha-ke eVoice of America eStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe. Sisizwa siphuma ngapha-ke eVoice of America yithi lava. Sithathele lithuba ukuthi sibale umbiko ovela komunye osibhaleleyo lapha eStudio 7 uNqobani Ndlovu uthi sakubona wena msakazi ophethe eyami ngifisela inhlanhla khona ngapho ke lo mnyaka omutsha olenjabulo. Ngiphinde ngibingelele laba-ke abalandelayo, umama ongizalayo unakaNqobani, ubaba ongizalayo usaNqobani, abanawami bonke lezakhamizi zonke zesakhile ngithi Happy New Year. Ngicela ubadlalele ingoma yethu kuye ethi isayi siyayithandaza inkosi. Ye, siyabonga kakhulu. Ye, singakayihlukani kothani ke mbale okungani besilakho namhlanje. Umnumzana Bill Saidi, intathele izindaba elodumo kasekho. Uhulumende weSouth Africa uthi uzathwalisa nzima abantu abavela eZimbabwe abangena kulelo lizwe ongekho emthethweni. Wenza izimanga uPeter Mpofu odlalisa ibhola lokukhahlelwa umzimba wonke. Lo nguKips Dube Oliver Lisayo, sulukandaba. Ilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.